We felt that there was nothing we could do. None of us would have got out of the truck for any $300 camera. In a few minutes, one of the lions left the zebra and came over to the other camera, which was still standing. She rubbed her head against it and chewed the wires connecting the cameras with the flares. We whistled and hissed to frighten her from it, but it did no good. Finally, Dick yelled, "Scat, you heathen, scat!" Then Douglas shouted, "Get away! We've told you twice!" The sound of our voices finally frightened the lioness from the camera and scared the others away for a while. They soon returned, however, and continued their meal. We watched them for about an hour before we lay down again. But just as we decided to go to sleep, we heard a slight noise up in the front of the truck. Dick grabbed his flashlight and crawled up to the poles that separated the front seat from the body of the truck. Shining his light out through the bars, we saw the head of a lioness not 3 feet away. She had one foot on the fender and one on the floorboard, and she had stuck her head up to the seat. When she saw the light, she only blinked her eyes and crawled back down. We said not a word. It was the first time we had ever seen a lion try to drive a truck, and the sight gave us quite a shock. We came back to our blankets and waited several minutes before we felt like turning in again. We all lay perfectly still for a while, and at last dropped off to sleep.